You know, I just want to talk about him this morning. You guys can go ahead and take your seats. I want to get right into what I feel the Holy Spirit wants to shine the light on him. And we have sang about him all morning. Now listen, all through this life, we have situations, we have celebrations, we have family, we have fun, we have parties, we have Christmas coming, we have Thanksgiving coming. We have financial woes, we have worries, we have stress, we have anxiety. Now and then, sickness and disease comes. All kinds of things happen in this life. So we can celebrate and we can be up and we can be down and we can be sideways and crossways and every other way. But when it boils down to it, it's all about him. I mean, that's it. There is no other name among men where men might be saved. There's just nothing else but him. So I'm just going to bring a reminder. And here's the thing, folks. Let me say this. I'm not offering you promises out of the word this morning. I'm not telling you what Jesus can do for you. I'm not going to tell you any of that stuff. We all claim to know that. All I want to tell you is about him, period. Let's just talk about him today. Because he said, if I be lifted up, then I will draw all men to me. Just lift me up and I know how to bring them in. I know how to bring in your family members, know how to bring in the lost. And I don't think he's being lifted up enough. And so that's what I'm going to endeavor to do this morning. So we are going to stand in the book of John until about the end of the service or the end. Then I'm going to have Art come up and make some announcements. But how many know we don't have to keep it all in order every time we're in here? It's our church. We can do it however we please. And when the Holy Spirit wants to come in, whatever he wants to do. So go into the book of John. And we'll stay right there this morning. And I'm not going to make read the before scriptures and the after scriptures and get into a lot of detail. Because I just feel that he should speak whatever he wants to speak this morning. Okay? I don't know where you are in life right now, in your mind, in your spirit, with your family, on your job. Where it doesn't matter. I just have something to tell you. And I just want to tell you, when you're going through whatever you're going through, you never, ever have to be a slave to it, ever. Now, my husband and daughter died 35 years ago, this coming Wednesday. And it's been a long time. But you know what? Oral Roberts taught us years ago when I was a little girl. I remember that message and my pastor preached it. And Oral Roberts taught this message. He preached a message about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said those three precious men of God, they were commanded to bow to the king. And he said they would not bow. And guess what? They did not burn. If you don't bow, you don't burn. If I would have bowed to grief, I would have probably still been there. If you bow to the things going on in your life, then you may never get up. I see you here this morning, Teddy. Blessings to you, my sweet sister. Teddy didn't bow to the stuff that was going on in her, still going on. She didn't bow. She stayed straight up in Jesus. I've watched many of you. That's just how you guys are. You haven't bowed. Alice Cobb, you're not bowing to one thing. You're just like this all the time. Your head up, your shoulders back, and a spring in your step. And let them say whatever they might want to say. But it's only because of Jesus. And it's still all about him. So let's just go on over to, let's start at John chapter 12. Lord knows there's everywhere we could go. And I could bring you 1,000 points this morning when we're talking about him. Do you all remember when you were in a very hurtful place? or a bad place. And my goodness, you just did not know what to do. And you sought the Lord and you didn't know if there was, you knew there was hope, but you wondered, if it ever comes, if I ever get out, how would I? And if I did, how? And then there came a time, usually it comes by this, by his word if you're a believer. Usually it comes by this. And then suddenly, there's an awareness of him inside you. There's an awareness that you have a helper and that you're not alone. And when that happens, the atmosphere inside your head and the atmosphere inside your heart, it all changes. I can remember that so well, so many times, and I can remember the times where there was an entire chapter that I would get in, and I would hold on to it like a bulldog kind of faith, or the way a bulldog, they said, will grab a hold and hang on. And I'd hold on to that. And I never heard more of any chapter quoted or talked about when we went through 2020 with COVID, 21. Everybody was talking about Psalms 91. So that told me that many, many Christians had Psalms 91 in their heart, and some people that didn't even. They weren't even attending church. They weren't Christ-like, but they grabbed it. Somehow people know that this is our hope. And Psalms 23 was there too, but I would say probably Psalms 91. News reporters, journalists, they were all talking about Psalms 91. He will give his angels charge over us. Oh, they just quoted, oh, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will dwell, you know. So we all went there, and you can remember those times where you put those chapters in your heart and certain verses and scriptures. I was recalling that this week, how I could just stay here all day giving you those things that, and you could too. Remember, I was 18, I think, 18 years old about, just, must have been somewhere in November. No, it was October. It just passed, October 23rd, when our dad fell from a tree to his death. And I remember we were in the, what they call the slumber room in the mortuary. The family was big. You know, we had six kids, and they were all there, and friends and family. And I remember I didn't care. I wasn't even thinking about anyone else. All I know is that my heart was breaking, and I had no idea what we were going to do without that strong man in our family. He was so gentle and such a family man and so good. And I'm like, what are we going to do without this man? And I went down to the head of his casket, and I remember kneeling down there saying, Jesus, I don't know what to say, but if you could help us, help me and help our family. And you know what? He changed the whole atmosphere in my heart, in my mind. I don't know if he changed it in the room, but peace came to me. I just tell you, folks, it'll happen every time. Now, we can base that on what he gave us in the Word. So are you in John chapter 12? Let's look at this, John 12. Because when he makes himself real to you, everything else fades. It'll fade. It'll still be there, but you're not all tore up about it anymore. It was a petty thing that upset you, tore you down. Jesus said, lay aside. Paul said, lay aside those weights that do so easily beset you, or the writer of Hebrews. All right. Okay, let's take a look at Jesus. Not a promise, not a declaration, not a command. I'm just telling you what he said. Let him speak this morning. John 12, look at verse 46. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. That's written in red. Jesus was speaking to his disciples and many followers, and he said, I just want you to know why I came. I came as a light. I came as a light into this world, and whoever believes in me, you should not abide in darkness. That means you should not live in darkness, and you should not fool with darkness. You don't hang out in darkness, and don't hang out with other people who are in darkness. Last night, it was the funniest thing. I called Lainey, my sister, told Sarah, said, "You guys pray for me tonight. I'm going out into the world." They're like, "What? Where are you going?" Especially Lainey. She knew I was going. "I'm going to my 50th. Shoot, I shouldn't have told you that. I'm going to my class reunion. That's where I'm going. They have asked me to pray, give the invocation. So I'm going to pray." Didn't know what I was going to pray, but I was going to pray. They were going to start happy hour at 5:30. Dinner didn't start till 7. Now, if you graduated in 1970 and it's 2022, I'm just going to tell you, that's an eye-opener. My God, what am I doing about these old people? Look at them. But Jesus said, "I came to shine a light in the world." Now, I walked into darkness. I could feel it. Brother Gene was there. He graduated too. We didn't even get to sit at the same table. I saw him over there just chatting with everybody, though. He did good. Oh, you know, nobody knew what to talk about. You don't know those people. So anyway, I looked at that, and they were, you know, doing their thing, and nobody was drunk or anything. They said the bar's going to open up now after we ate. It's only going to be open at 11 o'clock. But you know what? You step over into the world, but I wasn't a part of it. I had the same light in me that I have here this morning. Made absolutely no difference to me. Exactly the same. Did not have to change. Didn't have to change my language. Didn't have to put my helmet of salvation off over here and lay it so I would look or act like anyone else. Or you just don't. You just be who you are. Because Jesus said, "I came for those who believe in me. I'm here. I'm a light. So that you don't abide in darkness." Now, let me tell you, if you're up and down and in and out and struggle all the time, there's darkness. And Jesus said, there is no cause, no, not one. For any one of you who are believers and believe in me, no, not to struggle in darkness, not to live in darkness. You say, then why am I here? It's your choice. Because Jesus said, no, you can't. You don't need to, he didn't even say you need to go there. I don't even know how to talk about this because Jesus just made a statement. I'm the light. You believe in me, you don't abide in darkness. Period. All right. Back up to 8:12. Look at this, 8:12. Let me just wanted to drive this home. Look at chapter 8, verse 12. Again, he speaks. Jesus spoke to them again saying, "I am the light. I'm the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Not the light of darkness, not the light of the world, but you shall have light, because I'm the light of the world. So if you follow me, he will not walk in darkness. Twice he said that. Now, before he said, don't abide in darkness, here he says, they will not, shall not walk in darkness. So there's no cause for any of us. As Lynn was singing this morning, you speak Jesus to depression, Jesus to anxiety, Jesus to darkness, Jesus over all the enemy, you speak Jesus. When somebody comes against you during the week or there's something that's troubling you, you speak Jesus to it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what he said. Why? Because he's light. And he said, you flip these lights on, darkness is gone. All right, let's see another statement he made right here. He said, what? I am the light. Now, many of you have those little lamps that you put out on your sidewalk.
the front yard. They look all pretty. My neighbor just had them all over. I used to have some, but they're worn out, I think. They don't shine anymore. Now the guys putting up my Christmas lights pulled them up because they put other things. Anyway, so Alice, you and Donald came by the house one night, and so I had fresh ones. They were brand new, and they were shining all along the sidewalk. And her husband's always funny, and he says to me, Paulette, he goes, those little lamps out there, they're not worth a nickel. They're not worth anything. I said, well, Donald, they're cute. They shine light. He said, no. He said, they don't shine that much light. I said, well, you saw how to get up here on the sidewalk, didn't you? It shined just enough light to get you up the sidewalk. We got this light that shines real big in us. But sometimes you feel like, oh, my goodness, it's just barely enough. Just barely enough to get you to work and back. That's when you got to speak Jesus to it. You have to say, Jesus, you are the light. And this word, what did it say? Listen, it said this word is a lamp. David said, your word, thy word is a lamp to my feet. David said, sometimes I can just see enough to put one foot in front of the other. But it's, this is a lamp unto my feet. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at John 10:9. John 10:9. Just a beautiful statement. Look what he said. Not a command, not a promise, just plain Jesus. My title today is It's All About Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Look at 10:9. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. That's what happens to us. When I think of a door, I think of the doors on the front of our home. I have double doors. If you have double doors or one door, you open the door because you're the keeper of the house. You open the door and let people come in. And when they're ready to leave, they go out. So we come and we go. At night, you lock those doors and make yourself safe. So Jesus said, I'm it, folks. I'm the door. I'm the door. And if you all come in through me, you're saved, period. Saved from yourself. Saved from your mind, saved from hell, saved from the enemy. You're just plain old saved. And then let me take you back up to the ranch. I understand pastures. Well, not really, but a little bit. He said, so, you're saved and you'll go in and you'll go out. You go in. And you go out. You know why? Because we belong to him. I went to the reunion last night. I went out. Even stepped out of my comfort zone. But I went. And I came back. You've got to come back. You don't dwell out in the darkness. You don't walk in the darkness. You come back. And he said, you walk through the same door. You come back in the same door that you went out of. You went out of the same door you came into. I am the door. And then he says, you can, here's the good news. You can go in, he says, and you'll go out. You'll come in and you go out. You go to work, you come back. You go to church, you go home. We go to prayer, we go to the secret place, and we come out because you got to do other things. You go in, you go out. And then he says, when you work my door, you come in and out of my door, you will find pasture. He didn't say you might. Now, if you drive around California right now, Tulare County especially, drive over toward the beach. You'll see all the hills where the cattle are. And those hills are just what I would call bald. I mean, art kind of bald. And there's no pasture. There's no grass for them to eat. There's no grass at all. They're just brown hills. Ooh, this is preaching, Brother Art. Just brown. Brown hills. See, so Jesus said, I'm not talking about bald hills. I'm not talking about hills where, see, when his sheep feed, we never run out of food. Ever. Now, the pasture was to bring nourishment to the cattle, to give them a place to eat. There would be watering holes. There's what we call ponds. And they could go out there and drink their drink and wander around and lay down under a big old oak tree and be comforted in the shade. And they get up again and go eat some more pasture. They'd go eat and you could just see they were just satisfied, just satisfied. And Jesus said, not only am I a light, and I don't want my people to have any part of darkness. That's why I'm light for you. You don't have to go find it. He's a light. And he said, then I opened the door. When I knocked and you let me in, and then I allowed you to come and go as you pleased. And now you can go find pasture. One of my brothers here in church this morning, precious visitor, guest, he says to me, I'm looking around. What's he doing? He's wanting to find pasture for his soul that satisfies his soul. It may be Landmark. It may be somewhere else. But only Jesus, we used to sing that song, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only him. But he said, don't worry. I will make sure I give you pasture. But I know some of you feel like when you feel like you're totally worn out, there is no pasture. The little church sign down by my house said this. If you're saying God is silent and don't open your word, then don't complain. Because he's only silent if you don't open this. These things I'm giving you, I just got here. I mean, they're just simple, but they're so powerful. So I gave you food and pasture to eat, so you could enjoy your life and be satisfied. Just a place to graze during the week. You just graze and you're satisfied on the word of the Lord. So, look at John 7:37. John 7:37. You're very familiar with these, but you know what? When the Holy Spirit shines light on it and makes it real to you, that's called revelation. It's called revelation when it comes off the page and it gets in your heart. You never forget it. John 7:37. On the last day, in the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone, say anyone. Man, anyone on earth, if anyone, the drunk, the prostitute, the hypocrite, anyone. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The old King James has out of his belly. That's our innermost being. Here he says, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. So he said, if anyone thirsts. But can I tell you today that if you are worrying and struggling and you're full of anxiety about something, or if you're addicted, and there's people in here, I'm sure, that's addicted today. Maybe it's prescription drugs. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's pot. Who knows? But if you're addicted, you know what the problem is? Addicted, worry, strife, all of it. You know what the problem is? You're thirsty. Good, Robert. You're thirsty. You're thirsting for something and can't find it. And that's a shame that you can't find it. I am giving you the gospel today. I'm giving you the gospel of Jesus. He just said, if you're thirsty, You know, if you're lonely, you're thirsty for something. You're thirsty for more fellowship or somebody or something. But he says, if you've got any of those issues and you're thirsting for something and you just can't seem to get it, did you ever get hungry for something in your own being, physical hunger? And you got hungry and then you went and ate and you're like, well, that wasn't it. I wasn't hungry for that. You know, so you didn't satisfy that hunger. But Jesus said, you're hungry for something. You're thirsting for something. You don't know what it is. He stood up, and the Bible says he cried. I mean, he said it really out loud. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And then I will put, woo, I won't just give you a drink. I'll give you so much that rivers of living water will just begin to flow out of your belly. All kinds of rivers will just come out of you. Rivers of satisfaction, rivers of love, rivers of kindness, rivers of healing. Did you lay hands on the sick? Oh, he said, I've got all kinds of rivers to help you, but just come to me. So in Matthew 5 and 6, Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, Kathy and I were there in Israel, he simply said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. But here he wasn't talking about thirsting for sinful things. He said, those of you who are in here this morning and you're thirsting after righteousness, he said, oh, let me tell you something, you will be filled. You just plain will be filled. You're hungering for revival. You're thirsty for more in the church. I'm thirsty for more. Yeah. We want more. We don't know, Lord. We don't know. All we know is there's more than this. There's more than this, Lord. And he said, that's good, girl. You hunger and thirst for righteousness, and you shall be filled. Ooh, in this last day, church, we are so blessed to live in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. Let us move on. Let me show you 14, and I got one more after this, and we'll be done. Look at John 14:7. Can't do without this one. I can't do without this one. This one saved me when my family passed. This one has saved me so many times. It saved me so many times in the church. Listen, there's things that happen in churches that nobody knows but the pastor. And the pastor covers it. Now, if pastor is a male and he has a wife, he tells her. But when you're a pastor all by yourself, he can't tell you. You know why? Because you all aren't that forgiving. You're like, kick them out, pastor. And so after a while, I found out truth usually comes out. And it'll take care of itself. And y'all don't know. And then you go tracking after that person. Oh, pastor, could you give them a little more grace? Oh, honey, if you only knew, you'd be so mad. I'm covering them. I'm protecting them. Now, I know I can hear you already gossiping. Oh, Brother Danny, the head usher, sit down. They're not here today because they're away with their children. There was a birthday party for a little girl. I don't have to tell you that, but I've already heard you've already been asking questions. So let me help you. Danny and Lori love their church. But I missed it. Danny he's a retired CHP. They were here less than a year when I put him in as head usher. And he said, pastor, I love serving the Lord. But we just came out, you know, of 20 years at another church, and I love it so much, and I love the Spirit. I don't get to really join in the service. Would you mind if I just come out and sit down? I just want to support you. I just want to get that word. I don't want to have to be worried about this, that, and the other. And that's all the reason that he came back and sat down. And I said, of course you can, brother. Now, we've only got two or three ushers, and we are picking up after COVID. And if any of you would say, pastor, I would like to be an usher, we could sure use you. Okay? So if you'd like to be, please see me. If you're a drummer, please see me. If you're a bad drummer, don't talk. Okay. So anyway, all is well with Danny and Lori. And besides, if you've got any questions, don't go to somebody who doesn't know. Come to me. I know all about it. And if I want to, I'll tell you. And if I don't, then I'll just skirt the issue. But you know me, most of the time I'm just pretty well. out there. All right. Let's look at John 14, 27. How in the world did I get over there? 27. I guess because I just was getting off saying they're hungry. We're hungry. We will be filled. Amen. Look what Jesus said right here. Again, not a promise, not a command. It's just who he is. It's still all about him. He just, I don't want you to know it's all about me in this life. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace. Somebody say mine. He's talking about him. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You can use that with your children. I used it with mine before. Little kids get scared. Little kids get afraid of something. And you can tell them, sweetheart, Jesus gave us his peace, not the kind the world has. See, the world's peace comes in different forms. It comes in being codependent on people. It can come in a bottle. It can come in drugs. It can come in many, many, many ways to help ourselves. But Jesus said, it's all about me. It's all about me. My peace I leave with you, not the peace as the world has. So, and then he goes, why did he say that? Because he said, I don't want your heart to be troubled. I don't want you to be troubled. And I don't want you to be afraid of anything or anyone or any situation or any political persuasion. I don't want you to be upset about anything. So I gave you my peace. Let not your heart be troubled. And don't you dare let it be afraid that Satan's going to come in and take over your home and take over your marriage and take over your life and take over your mind and take over your finances. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So I'll tidy it up with this. John chapter 16. I love it. I love this. I love this. I love this. John 16, 1. Now, there's so much we could say. But in case you're wondering why he said these things, he said, let me tell you why I said these things. Jesus had, he had a reason for everything he said. Chapter 16, verse 1. These things I have spoken to you. Why? That you should not be made to stumble. I don't want you to fall down. I don't want you to fall out of the church. I don't want you to fall out of love with your spouse. I don't want you to fall down at the job. I just don't want you to stumble in your beliefs. I don't want you to stumble in your faith. Don't stumble with grace. Don't stumble with holiness. Just don't stumble. You don't have to stumble. And Jesus said, that's the reason that I told you all these things. So you need to go back and read the book of John when Jesus starts speaking and see what things he's talking about. And I gave you some of them. But he said, number one, I don't want you in darkness. I don't want you afraid. I don't want you troubled. I don't want you to stumble. I just don't want you having anything to do with fear and the devil's plans. All right, but look at Isaiah. Turn to Isaiah. Jesus, when he becomes more real than anything and everyone around us, everything else is going to be real, folks. I mean, somebody says, well, you know, the old saying used to be, they're so godly minded, they're no earthly good. You don't see a lot of people that godly minded these days. I'd say they're so worldly minded, they're no heavenly good. In some cases with this. But when Jesus becomes more than anything else in your life, all of that will be added. I mean, all those blessings are yours when he becomes really real to you. But see, let me tell you the truth. We cannot make him real to us. We can't do that, you guys. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can do that to us. So you can relax. And Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm sending you somebody just like me. to help you out. All right. Look at this. Isaiah 40 and verse 9. This is so precious and it's so sweet. And Isaiah was talking about him these many, many moons ago, back 3,500 years ago or so. Isaiah 40 and verse 9. O Zion, that's us, the church. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, I'm bringing good tidings to you, and you bring good tidings every day to the people you meet. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. What? Do not be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord your God shall come as a strong with. He comes. The Lord our God will come with a strong hand. His arm will rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. I just gave you some of the rewards. And his work is with him. Look how precious this is. He will feed his flock like a shepherd with that pasture, with a pasture lamb. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms, and he will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. He said, families, I know how to take care of you. I will gather you up in my arms, and I will hold you, and I will carry you when no one else is around. I will gently lead you who are with young. They will follow me. David said, oh, Lord, deliver me from these strange children. I'll preach that again someday. But do not allow strange children to develop within you. That's the strangeness of the world. It comes and tries to pull you away into darkness. But he said, oh, let me lead you. And the world, I'll tell you right now, the world has its order. But God has a new order for us. There's an order that he, hallelujah, has settled for us. And it is still all about Jesus, church. There's nothing else. All of these things are ours. I mean, they're ours right now. I don't have to even call you up here this morning because they are yours now. If you're a believer, stand on your feet with me right now for a moment. Lord, maybe, and without a doubt, even though I said this is the way it is with you, there's some that haven't taken advantage and they don't have peace inside their mind. Their mind is tore up from the floor up and just disgusted and discouraged and maybe even darkness playing around in the darkness where they don't have to play. But you said all these things belong to you. I just want to ask you right now, if that's you, all you've got to do is walk through these doors. If you're lost, if you've lost your way, all you have to do is walk through the doors. And Jesus said, come on in, I've got peace I will give to you. And when you come in, I'll help you come in and out. You'll be able to go in and out, and you'll be able to face the world, and you'll be able to face life. And I'll help you find that pasture. I'll lead you beside waters. Hallelujah. Close your eyes for a minute. Dear Jesus, behold your sweet people. Look upon us, Lord. Lord, our hearts are after you. But we realize, Lord, that you sent your Holy Spirit. And if he is not drawing us, and he does not expose us to you, oh, Lord, I'm asking you to bring a revelation, Holy Spirit, of who he is. That's your job. That's your office. That's what you do. and I heard you talking to me about Jesus. Just tell them about Jesus. That's what I did. And so today you say, Pastor Paulette, I don't know where I would go if I walked into eternity today like Brother Tony or like your husband and daughter. I don't know where I would spend eternity. Lift your hand up high and let me see it. Let us pray for you today. You say, I just don't know where I would spend eternity. Come on, there's one honest heart. Is there anyone else? I'm just not sure. Huh? Well, let's just make sure you do know. This is what, August 6th? Today is November 6th. Lord knows we don't need to go back. On November 6th, Lord, I pray for this honest heart who lifted up his hand. Said, man, I'm just not sure. If God opened his door and said, come into eternity, would he say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, come on in? Or would he say, never knew you? Let them know today in Jesus' name. Come on, church, let's pray this prayer together with everybody in the group. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died, you rose again, you went away, and you're coming back for me. You said, if I believe that you rose from the dead, I would be saved. You said, if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart, I shall be saved. So I enter your door today to be saved and find your pasture. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. May he turn his beautiful countenance toward us and give us peace all week long. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.